Welcome to the Blog show.
Blog Talk Radio.
Madeline Bass, your host of Soul Real with Madeline, where we're keeping it real daily, creating greater lifestyles by changing our status and raising our standards. We're not going to keep you long. We're just going to do a little quick business something. You know how we do it, empowering your mind. We want you to be empowered and inspired to be great. And I know that if it weren't for you guys, you know, there would be no show. So I appreciate each and every one of you who tunes in and listens in and shares with us your thoughts and your views on our social media platform, as well as just sharing in general. So we're going to get started. We're going to chit-chat first about just your business and being open. If you're doing Zoom or if you're doing YouTube, you want your very first slide to be about you saying, you know, we'll be with you in a moment, maybe have a little short little piece of music that might be playing, but something that can keep the eyes busy to knowing that you're going to be coming shortly. And don't leave it up there, but for maybe a few seconds, you guys. Don't keep your audience waiting. Start on time, okay? Don't get the reputation of being late all the time to your own webinars and series. I don't care how popular you are. After a while, people will stop joining you on your show. Then, of course, we want to share about your time. You know, when I work with Shay Brown, he talks a lot about today is your January 1st, which means, you know, everybody starts out doing things real big and real strong on the first day of the year. They got all these plans, you know, some written them out, some haven't. But I'm telling you now, if you don't write your strategy down or your plan down, even for 3 to 6 months at a time, you guys, you need to have a plan for your business. If you're already started, then, of course, naturally, you would need to have a yearly plan, an annual plan of how you want to conduct your business and what's the next level, where you were not doing so well, and then where you need to increase or do better in performance. But always have your January 1st laid out. Your plan for the next day will be whatever you didn't get done today will be priority on your next day. Then, of course, time slot it. You know, time block your span. If you got to stop to pick up the kids, you know, how long will that take you? If you got to stop by the store, the groceries, whatever the case may be, if you got to go wait at the bus stop, like whatever your plans are, cooking dinner, lunch, breakfast, whatever the case may be, you need to allot for that time. So if you're up before your family and you're starting to work at 5 in the morning and getting some of your things in place, your videos, your webinars, your slides, you know, you're finishing up something maybe you didn't get done last night, scheduling it, getting it out, text it out, you know, it's great to use schedulers, you guys. Facebook even has it where you can schedule posts. But use Hootsuite. Hootsuite will allow you to schedule your posts. Get that stuff done the night before. And if you don't, go that morning and make sure you get it done, especially if you wake up very early. Then, of course, block off the time to getting everybody to work, to school, or to bed. You know, you got babies, infants, and you got a lot of that. But I'm just giving you guys an idea of how to do that in your tasks for the day. Like, you know what your day is going to look like. You know what tomorrow is. Becky got dance. Little Junior got football. You know, you just kind of go through your tasks for the day and write that down so that you can kind of know what your day is going to look like. And then, of course, your success goals. What are your success goals for the month? You know, write that down every day. So the next day, you know, you got to transfer it over. If you've reached that goal, then put a star next to it and, you know, add to the list that you need to do for that month. And then, of course, adding it to the bottom will also move it to the top as you accomplish those goals. And then accepted that you need to work on to make yourself better. Those of you hopping on today, you know, you just know on Mondays or Saturdays or Wednesdays, whenever days, if you're in a business, the days that your businesses are doing trainings, like you want to get on those until you kind of get your own rhythm. And then schedule out the rest of your week, okay? You got a Sunday, Monday all the way through. If you got church, you know, block that off. That's church. You don't do anything. It's family time, whatever. Saturday, you know, maybe you do laundry up until whatever time, noon, and then from there maybe you do your groceries. Like, I don't know, but however you plan out your day, you need to go ahead and do the week for those things that you know you're going to do on a regular basis. And then, of course, there is daily things that you need to review. Personally, I work on, we have a service called Chroma Credit Restoration, and then we have a service called PayRock, and then, of course, I work on my emails. And then I'm learning how to send out emails to different individuals to help them to want to get on my trainings and participate in what I'm doing. Now, those of you who do the same business as myself, it doesn't matter what business you do, but conduct yourself on your next position in your business, no matter what it is. Ours is an executive director position that I'm striving for, but we offer a television service through Roku. We have Montevita Coffee and Tea, and then we have brand and marketing mobile tool called Text Alert. And those are the services that pay out bonuses and do free with fives, you know. So those are the things that I focus on. And when I'm talking to my partners or potential partners and clients, then this is something that I share with them, that they have the opportunity as well as customers or as clients to get their service for free as well. So those are some things that I focus on. And I mentioned Shay Brown in the beginning. He and Trevor Oz, they started a little program called Black CEO a while back. But in 2019, you know, I was very excited about the direction that they were going, but they had a hashtag going called Black and Influential. And it says, I will use my influence to inspire to be the global difference maker. And that is to make a difference in the world one step at a time. And that's basically me, you guys. I love helping people, as you can hear and see. It's something that I have a passion for. And I was doing events. I did events from 2013 to actually February of 2020. I did two a year. But when COVID came, of course, they shut that down. And then now I'm trying to reestablish an online presence until possible enough to be able to have individuals coming in and getting that exposure. You guys, there's just so much going on out there. I don't really mind doing the online. It doesn't bother me at all. So those who are in that same boat as myself with a compromised immune system, then this is going to be great for you. So as I said, you know, we have the Chroma Credit, the credit repair. And then, of course, Q, the student, who's my son, he's worked with me a few times on my show, and he's worked with me with Madeline's business and things, and we basically do Q&A. Like, we talk about things in life, having adult children, you know, being with a sick parent or ill parent, health and wellness in general, in our families, just in ourselves. And, you know, he reached 30 a couple of years right when COVID happened. He turned 30, so it's something for him. So Real with Madeline, the event has kind of shifted. We've made a move to virtual, and there's nothing wrong with that, you guys. So support people and encourage them, even though you feel like, you know, well, they're online, you know, they don't need the money. That they need it more now than ever, because they still have businesses. They still do funding to assist and help people. We still offer backpacks. We try to help with college students with books. Like, there's things that we still would desire to do, but we still need that financial help. So that's where fundraising comes in, y'all. We're not doing barbecue plates and chicken plates and hamburger plates. We're actually offering products and services, coffee, tea, television, streaming TV. As you can hear, you know, we've got credit card processing. We have services that people use every day. So we want to help you increase, and we all win together. And Zoom, of course, is also another place that you can have your events. The free HD conference calling is unlimited for you to record. You can also share screens. It works basically the same as Zoom, but I don't think that many people really they're sleeping on it, you know. Free conference calling has been around for a minute, at least 2009 when I was first exposed to it, and it's really served me well, and I still have my account. And it's actually a very great service, but utilize your voice and make it strong and tall for you. We have Soul Real with Madeline, and then, of course, Empowering Minds, which is what you're listening to today, empowering your mind. And we want to help people create that greater lifestyle by changing their status and raising their standards. I've gotten to where I'm learning how to do other things, creating avatars and caricatures, those big-headed cartoon characters, and you know, just trying to help people see and know that there's more to life than sitting around just watching everybody else's drama. Find something creative to do with your time and your space. We also have things that will help clean your airspace and your surfaces with our Pro product. So there are individuals that I'm connected to. I help them and influence and encourage others to check them out. There is Pierce, like you said, I talk about him a lot. Those of you who are familiar with my Facebook page, he has his own skincare line, y'all, and he's come out with some oil for your skincare, and it's absolutely amazing. I love it. And it feels really good and really great, but I'm just grateful that you guys are participating and helping. So when you can share and help someone else in their business, then do that, you know, especially if you're not exposing them or increasing someone in something that you do, okay? Darius is offering a product line that I don't offer. So it doesn't hurt me to encourage and push what he's doing. And he does the same for myself. Like, he shares and sends me referrals, and I send him referrals, and I'll sometimes test out and try out some of his stuff, and he does the same. So there are other individuals that I do that with as well. Jimmy Edmond, she has life insurance and financial advisement. Like, it's really great for her to be able to talk to us. We've had her on our show a couple of times. And then, of course, Erin Conrad, she actually worked for Edward Jones. So we've had individuals come through and talk with us, you know, and sometimes people will not return the favor. When you're sharing and getting them the exposure, they don't return the favor. Don't get mad about it. Just shut it down, you know, as far as you encouraging them. And then when they reach out to you and say, hey, you know, will you share this? No, I won't. And then they'll ask you why. You say, because I haven't seen you share anything of mine. I haven't seen you send anyone my way. You know, I'm sending you people and customers for what you're doing. You know, you just talk to them and tell them, you know, I'm not trying to be ugly, but I'm done sending you people when you can't do the same for me. You know, it doesn't hurt to be kind, y'all. It doesn't take anything away from us, but it will after a while. People start taking advantage of who you are, so be careful of that and who you're hanging out with. So welcome back to the show. Those of you who are listening for the first time, welcome. And we've just been spending the day talking about building your greater and through webinars and events, and why it's important to connect to people who are interested in your journey. So make sure that you share the journey with us as we grow. And we're going to share with you and pour out of us what we know. We are here to help. Hopefully, in return, you'll do the same for us. So have a great evening. I'm Madeline Bass, and we will talk to you soon. Have a wonderful, wonderful night.
Have you dreamed of starting your own business? Where would you start? How would you promote it? My name is Madeline Bass, and I'm the founder of So Real with Madeline, where we inspire you to turn a dream into a vision. Allow us to assist you in polishing your craft. Learn to build your own website. Learn the language of marketing, branding, which is exposing you. Go to events. Mingle with others who are like-minded. Experience network marketing in a new and positive way. Also, find out how you can get a free, powerful fundraiser for your church, 501c3, or a cause organization. Text Empowering Your Mind.
We want you to text Empowering Your Mind to 55469 and let us expose and empower you today. Have a wonderful evening, you guys. God bless.